Tonight, we bring you Chapter 3, the final installment of Escape from the 42nd Century, the exciting conclusion of this classic tale from the Atomic Chronicles of K.D. Inkwell. Deep under the sprawling metropolis of Sector 19 above, we rejoin our hero in the sewers below, in the company of the human resistance to mind, who seek to sublimate the last of the uninvolved into their genetically altered collective consciousness.
Quite a resistance you have gathered here, Jason.
These are all the brave warriors of individuality. The mind has control, but we have ourselves.
Where did those crazy walking dolphins come from, anyway?
The mind was not always. The science of long ago had discovered the secret of the triple helix. Thus was born the seeds of our genetic oppression. Soon after were melded the first minds. From then, war.
And those tuna-smelling porpoise people use Station Sigma to convert humans into their ranks, against their will?
Station Sigma is the end of many individuals. Kaylin Peyton Braden is there, my sister. Tomorrow she will be singular no more.
Your sister is going to be turned into one of those things? We have to stop them.
It's impossible. We are but individuals.
Individuals are strong. Together.
Individuals strong. Together. Individuals strong. Together. We will follow you. Ready to strike when the moment is right.
No time like the present, Jason.
With her newfound collective of individualists, K.D. Inkwell charged forth to the genetic conversion vats at Station Sigma of Sector 19. The battle that ensues will be told for ages, as K.D.'s atomic will was able to disrupt the hive mind leak. The chaos that this created allowed for the resistance to easily overpower their dolphin overlords and save Kaylin Peyton Braden from a life of tuna paste and servitude.
Today has blown the winds of change. Individuals strong together.
Time crystal synchronized.
That's my cue. Take care of yourself, Jason David Braden.
Farewell, strange one.
Inkwell, you're alive. What happened? I was scared half to death.
Let's just say I've lost my appetite for tuna sandwiches for a while.